There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
What's happening, good people? That's right, man. It's time for another session of that verbal cardio, man. What's going on, man? Back in this thing, man. Every week, 3 weeks strong, baby. You know, I told y'all I could do it once a week on schedule. You know, it's only 3 weeks in, but you know, hey, it's a lot for me, man. I'm trying to be consistent here, man. I'm one of those artists, man, that just, I just got to blurt out my creativity and keep it moving. And then I just be like, you know, I got so many ideas. I just got to get them out and just keep it moving on to the next idea. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I can't stop. I can't shut it off. But at the same time, I'm not disciplined enough to write a structured script or like write. Anyway, you know I got my co-host in the building. Water, you know. This is what we build in here, man. Shout out to Water, man. The best drink of all time. The only one you will ever truly, truly need. You don't need that coffee. You don't need that caffeine that you think you do. You don't need that soda. You don't need all that, man. Come on, man. Cut the shit. Come on. You don't need those things. You just think you do. You done built up a dependency on those. All you really need to depend on is water, man. Water. That's all you need. Telling you what's happening, man. Coffee is so nasty to me. I don't care how y'all jazz it up. I don't care how much you vanilla, mocha, almond, hazelnut, sweetener, creamer. You know what I'm saying? Almond, vanilla, knack, honey dip, dipped in pecan, almond, soy, protein mask, cucumber, chocolate, mocha, dark, almond mix. I don't care how much you espresso, cappuccino, foam, coca leaf, vanilla bean it up. It's nasty, man. Like, coffee has a nasty little aftertaste that always shows up no matter how much is doctored caramel, sweetened, cinnamon blend, apple twist, crisp, stocking stuffer, Santa's beard, Pegasus tear it up. It's still nasty to me, man. Like, coffee is just, I just drink it because they say it gives you energy, and it might. It might wake me up. I don't even know. Like, I've had coffee before just on pure, let me wake my ass up, you know, and get shaky. But, like, it wasn't enough to where I was like, yeah. But that little aftertaste, and people that be drinking coffee, man, they got that breath, man. When people be smoking and drinking coffee, like these girls that smoke all the time on their Instagram and Snapchat, where they just be smoking and then blowing the smoke out in, like, slow motion and just letting it flow out slow. I'll be like, your breath probably stink, man. Your breath probably smell like old cigarettes and behind the couch. Like, I don't know, man. It's just, I'm not into it, man. Just, it's not sexy to me. But y'all swear up and down, that's so sexy to blow smoke out of your mouth. Like, yeah, feel this cancer coming out. That's the noise I hear when I see people blowing smoke out. Ooh. it's not a good look, man. Like, if you're in the, if you in an Arctic situation and this breath coming out your mouth, I'll be like, yo, that's some cool breath right there. You know what I mean? But, like, when I see you smoking, I'll be like, ew. Ew, man. Coffee and cigarettes. Now, if you smoke and drink coffee hella much, your breath is dead. Your breath, you got that casket breath. You got that dead bodies in Vietnam that have yet to be scooped up and proper burialed yet. That's the kind of breath I imagine, man. Like, it's just, come on, man. Your teeth are paying the price. Your teeth are paying the price. And your lungs and your internals, it's like, why is it so hot? What is this hotness you breathing into me, man? It hurts. All this heat hurts. You know what I mean? I don't get it, man. I just don't get it. And I tried weed, but it just wasn't for me, man. It wasn't for me. And I'm just like, more power to y'all. But all these smoke. And when people live chat on Instagram and they at the club, I immediately get out of the chat. Because, like, why you got us in the club with you? We don't want to. I'm not interested. Like, now, if you had a strip club in Atlanta and you showing the strippers, okay. All right, let me hang out in this live for a little bit. Let me see what's cracking at the Atlanta strip club. Let me see the twerking going on. Okay, cool. But if you just there with your girls or you there with the fellas and y'all just out there, we out here. Everybody yelling, you can't hear nothing, music loud. I'd be like, man, I'm walking out immediately. I'm like, oh, I'm too old, man. Go live when you get home from the club and talk about how you was parking lot pimping and shit didn't go your way. Talk about how dudes was trying to holler, but you wasn't giving none of them the time. But stop looking at my body, even though my titties is out. Stop looking. Like, okay, take us there after the club. But, man, in the club itself, and you just looking at us, looking at you? Come on, man. Give me something else. Talk about something. Talk about it. Navigate us through the club if you can. Like, if I go live in the club, I'm going to take y'all behind the scenes. I'm going to go in the kitchen if they got one. I'm going to be in there talking to the dude that's in the bathroom, handing out mints and chocolates and towels. I'm going to be talking to him. Like, why are you forcing us to get in on your little goodies over here? Man, let me tell you something, young player. It's hard out here. You know what I'm saying? I used to be. And then I'm be like, I'm going to turn live off. Once they say I used to be, I'm be like, I done lost interest, player. I done lost interest, man. Anyway, coffee is nasty. Coffee and beer, eternally nasty, no matter how you jazz them up. And smoking is not sexy, okay? I know y'all doing it. It looks cool on TV and movies, so you're like, let me get in on this. Let me blow smoke at y'all. And even these hookah lounges that y'all swear up and down is so much better for you than regular cigarettes. Stop, man. Your lungs is paying the price. Still, even though it's a flavored smoke, your lungs are still like, man, hey, man. I didn't sign up for this. I didn't sign up for none of this. Hey, lung number two, did you sign up for this? Nah, player. I ain't signed up for this. You think this is how I normally talk? This ain't. That's what I'm saying. I ain't never talk like this. Me neither, dog. What we gonna do now? I guess we just gonna sit here until our just voices go out and we can't even work no more. That sounds like a plan to me, because whoever's up there don't care about us. You feel me? I feel you, dog. You know what I'm saying? Take care of your lungs, people. Stop putting that hot shit in there. Anyway, man, I saw the movie La La Land last week, Best Picture nominee, and the Best Picture front runner to win, actually. It's a musical. It's got Ryan Gosling in that thing, Emma Stone off in that piece. We got John Legend for musical credibility. It's from the director of the movie Whiplash, which is a movie I was in, by the way, but my part got cut out. Good times, good times. Y'all never even knew I was in it. You can still see my silhouette in Whiplash, but my speaking part was cut out. It hurt, but hey, I felt it. The director actually contacted me personally and told me that they were taking my scene out, so I appreciated the reach out because he didn't even have to do that. And it made sense why I was cut out. It hurt, though, because I, you know, man, Best Picture nominee, and I couldn't have been a part of that. I still get the checks for it, though. Praise God for that. So, dude comes right back off of Whiplash. Bam, right back in the Oscar mix with La La Land, and the movie is making money, man. Because musicals are a gamble, but, you know, Oscars love musicals for some reason. So, I'm picky with musicals. The only musicals I ever really liked are The Blues Brothers, Little Shop of Horrors, and The Wiz. Those are my, like, yes, those are my musicals. Shout out to The Sound of Music, Mary Poppins, and all those joints. But honestly, I don't watch them like I watch Blues Brothers, Little Shop of Horrors, and The Wiz. Like, I know these songs. Like, I know these songs. You feel me? So it's a straight up musical, man. It just bursts down in little songs and stuff like that. And I love music, but I don't like musicals like that. I'll be like, ah, like, why are they singing and dancing right now? Like, it's hard for me to get into the song itself unless it's like super dope. So with that being said, it took me forever to watch it. I done seen every Best Picture nominee for the Academy Awards this year. I saw The Arrival. I saw Fences. I saw Hidden Figures. I saw Moonlight. I saw Hella High Water. I saw Lion. And I saw, I'm missing one. I saw La La Land. I'm missing something. Shoot. Did I say The Arrival? Did I say that already? And I know I'm forgetting something. Either way, I saw it. Obviously, it probably didn't resonate since I'm forgetting I saw it. But I saw it. I saw it. So La La Land was the final piece to the puzzle. Peep that, you know what I'm saying? And Ryan Gosling, he gave a good performance. Is it Oscar worthy? I mean, he was solid, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like out of the Oscar nominees, I feel like Ryan's is probably the weakest of the nominees because he's up against Viggo Mortensen in Captain Fantastic, which he was fantastic in. If you haven't seen Captain Fantastic, check it out. That was one of my favorite movies last year. He's up against Casey Affleck from Manchester by the Sea. Casey's performance is straight heartbreaking. It's dope as hell. Denzel Washington in Fences. You know Denzel always going to deliver, and he delivered again with this joint. And who else is nominated? Ryan Gosling, Viggo Mortensen, Casey Affleck, Denzel Washington, and I keep forgetting like one piece. I can always remember most of them, but I always forget like one of them. But I feel like Ryan's performance was pretty much. All right, it was cool. It was solid, man. He delivered because he's a good actor, so he delivered. And Emma Stone, she did a really good job too. She might be the actress front runner right now. You know, she up against Meryl Streep though, but she might actually snag that young Oscar because these award shows are filling La La Land. Me personally, how did I feel about La La Land? I know y'all just waiting to hear that. I connected, not to give nothing away, it's a story about a cat that he's a musician and he's unhappy, you know, playing, you know, music in this lounge. It's music that he's not really connected to. So he's trying to do his own thing. You know, the typical musician thing where he wants to make ends meet, but he wants to be a true artist and play what he feels, but he's not really feeling it at this place. So, you know, and the boss ain't having it as usual. Emma Stone's character, she's an actress in L.A., you know, struggling to make it, doing the audition grind, working at a coffee shop. So I definitely connect with that aspect of it. Like, you know, I'm a dreamer. I'm out here I'm in L.A., to make it as an actor, you know what I'm saying? And then I started doing stand-up once I got out here. And it was like, oh, snap, stand-up is where I want to be. But I still want to act. I still want to be in movies. I still want to, you know, I still want to be in movies, do commercials, be in TV shows. But, you know, stand-up is my passion now. Like, you know, I want to always be doing stand-up. And so I'm like, yo, I need this. And that's the element I lean towards the Ryan Gosling side. Like, you know, he's a true musician. He's always going to be a musician, but he wants to do it his way. And stand-up allows me to do that, you know, my way. So that's what I like. Acting, I got less control, you know what I mean? Unless I start, you know, writing and directing my own stuff, which costs money, you know what I'm saying? So you got to make the money to be able to do this if you're not getting cast and stuff when you go on these auditions. So I felt Emma Stone's pain. I felt Ryan Gosling's pain. So I connected with that element of the story of the movie. So I was like, yo, I feel this right here. The songs, I was like, when they bust out in the songs, like, eh, all right, you know, this is well shot. And I always respect the filmmaking side of it. Like, to do a musical number in film, I respect, like, the angles and the camera angles and the shots and the choreography. Much respect to these. But I feel like the Oscars and the award ceremonies are really loving it because it's like a throwback to the films of old. So I think they loving that nostalgia. And the Oscars tend to lean on that. Like, that movie that came out a few years ago, The Artist, which was the actual silent movie. Like, I watched it and I was like, it was all right. It wasn't all sweep the Oscars worthy, in my opinion. So there is a tune that's kind of like, there's a musical tune which is kind of like Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone's song that he plays on the piano. I like that tune. And John Legend sounded good, you know, and it was a couple of cool songs in there and a couple of good visuals, like when they be dancing, like when they went to the Griffith Observatory. I was feeling that. But overall, and they had a great scene in the middle where I heard some of it was improv. It's like an argument between the two, and I felt it. That was one of the highlights. And it was cool. It was a good movie. It was a good movie. Would I say is best picture worthy out of the nominees? I feel like Hidden Figures was stronger, in my opinion. I figured Moonlight was a little stronger just in the way it was shot and the story was told. Hacksaw Ridge was, to me, my favorite of the best picture nominees, and the one I forgot, by the way, was the movie Hacksaw Ridge. And that's the other actor I forgot too, was what's his name? Andrew Garfield. He got nominated for Hacksaw Ridge, which I thought was another performance that was stronger than Ryan's. But what the hell do I know? But I feel like Hella High Water or Hidden Figures are the strongest two Best Picture nominees, in my opinion, for me, you know what I mean? But La La Land was cool, but I just connected with the traffic, the hustle, the grind. You know, I'm out here in L.A. For the listeners that don't live in L.A., that's not out here, you know, thousands of people come to L.A. in search of a dream every year. We come out here, get our asses kicked. We get rejected. We get denied. We get discouraged. You know, people that can't handle it quit. Some people fall by the wayside. Some people get in relationships and then they forget about the reason they came out here. Some people redirect focus and find a different passion. Like for me, like, you know, I came out here. I want to act. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get off the bus, get discovered, man. Director's going to be like, yo, you're the guy. And I'm be like, oh, me? You know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to be in a movie, like, you know, with a major role off top. Not the case. So, but now I'm doing stand-up. I love stand-up. So it's just like, yo, but I'm still in L.A. Like, I'm still auditioning. I'm going to Santa Monica on a Friday at like 5 p.m. when traffic is thick. And, yo, they just put out a poll where L.A. has the worst traffic in the world. They did a poll. L.A. is number one on these charts. Worst traffic in the world. All right? I think the top five, Moscow was on there, New York. And I forget that. I saw L.A. and was like, yo, I'm not surprised. Because a lot of people don't believe in the public transportation here, so they driving. They driving out here. It's traffic every day of the week. You think Sunday, you think you getting a rest? Nope. Traffic, man. Everybody going to church on Sunday, but everybody's not. But it's traffic. Traffic stay thick out here. Stay thick, man. Like some chicks in the Southern Strip Club. Just stay thick. I'm sick of it, man. Tired of it, man. It's out here. It make you not want to do nothing. That's why a lot of people single out here, too. Because if you live on the other side, man, I ain't coming over. I'm just not coming over there. I'm not coming over, man. It depends on the time. And if it's late, you know, I'm tired. I'm old now, man. I'll get tired. I'll pass up on Smash for the most wackest of reasons. I'm not that young cat anymore, man. I'm like, I'm already by my house. I can't, you know. And I feel it on the other side. The traffic, man. There's some great women out here that live too far. And I'm just like, I can't do it, man. LA is overcrowded. It's saturated. It's polluted. When you look at the skyline here, man, you see the dirt. You see the smog. You see the filth with your own eyes. It's like Hong Kong, man. You see the filth. I've been to Hong Kong. I was like, ew. The visual. I'm like, ew. I can see the filth. When you can see the filth and you take a deep breath in this filth, you're like, oh, man, that's a cold reality. That's why I like it when it rains out here. It's been raining like crazy, but I love it because the sky is clear. The sky looks beautiful after it rains out here. You see the mountains, and the mountains have been green because it's been raining like crazy out here. I'm like, oh, yes. You know, and you know what rain brings? That water. Shout out to my co-host. Shout out to my co-host once again. Water, the best. But yo, man, LA is a trip, man. And people be like, you acting Hollywood. You acting Hollywood. I hate that saying, man. Just everybody acts the way they act, whether they in L.A. or whether they in Port Arthur, Texas. They're going to act the way they act, man. You know what I mean? So, I'll let you act in Hollywood. You acting real Hollywood right now. Like, no, when you got shit to do, you can't make it sometimes. If you forget somebody's name, you're not acting Hollywood. You just forget. I'm horrible with people's names out here. People know my name. They be like, Tony Baker, what's good? And I be like, hey, yeah, all right now, yeah. I'll forget everybody's name, man. I only got a few birthdays I can store and a few names, man. Everybody else got to get off my back and let me live, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for forgetting y'all names, man. But I'm out here, man. It's a lot of people out here. I know a lot of people now. I know faces. I know your face. Huh? I know your face, huh? Yeah, the face. You know, it's hard out here in La La Land, man. Between, you know, going for your dream, you know what I'm saying? I'm a father, so raising the kids, trying to have a social life, trying to text people back, trying to do everybody's podcast, trying to audition, trying to book these shows. And I'm doing all this with no assist. I ain't got no assistant. I'm trying to book comedy shows. I'm trying to get auditions. I'm trying to go to these auditions. I'm trying to prepare for these auditions. I'm trying to prepare my material for stand-up. I'm trying to do this podcast. Trying to do two other podcasts. You know what I'm saying? Trying to be an active and good father. You know what I'm saying? Trying to date a little bit. And, you know, sometimes I date girls that's in the same field and they don't even get why are you so busy? Why you ain't making time? Because it's hard to make time sometimes. I don't want to spend all my time caked up. I'm gonna just put that out there. I don't want to spend all my time caked up, man. And sometimes you need that me time. Sometimes I need to just sit and because I'm always like, I can't relax. Like if I'm at the crib doing nothing, I'm like, yo, I need to be writing something. I need to be working on something. I need to be fixing my jokes. I need to be writing a sketch. I need to be making a video. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, snap. Are the boys okay? Are the boys good? Okay, they good. They good. All right. So I need to be working on something creative. Maybe I should ask a girl, just check in on her. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I should spend some quality time. Oh, I got to put gas in the car. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot going on. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm a man. I have needs. I get horny. I be like, man, I wish I could just, you know, smash. And sometimes I just want to smash and dash. But women don't see me as smash and dash guy. They see me as relationship guy. They see me as let's cake, let's build, let's do this guy. You know, I don't have that. Let me just smash him and leave. Like, you know. I don't think women view me as that guy, you know, and I'm not really that guy, but sometimes I want to be that guy. Sometimes just smash me up and throw me out. You know what I'm saying? Just smash and dash. I'll be fine. As long as I do a good job, as long as I get a good report, I'm good. You know, I'll survive. But man, it's just a lot going on, man. It's just, I don't know. Trying to balance it the best we can is what we do in LA. You know, no different than what they're doing in New York, Chicago, major cities where they're trying to get it going. I heard Atlanta has a lot going on, but it's more laid back on the outskirts. And then, you know, people can really just, you know, feel grounded in a sense. So, but I've only been to Atlanta once, but I need to go back. But LA, man, we out here grinding, trying to get, and everybody trying to get on. Everybody trying to get their little piece of the pie. Everybody trying to feel important. And for me, man, I try to be as real as possible, real and as transparent as possible with people that follow me. Like, I want you to know, yeah, you see me on TV, but I'm in here struggling. I got a roommate. Let's not get it twisted. I got the same car I've had since 2006, and this is 2003. Let's not get it twisted. You see me on TV, you see me doing these shows, but hey, man, listen. I'm not out here balling. I'm not out here smashing mad chicks. I'm not out here smashing every girl you see in my video. I'm not out here smashing. I'm not out here taking pictures with women and posting them on Instagram to make you think that I'm smashing all these broads out here. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that, man. I want you to know what's real. Like, you know, I'm out here trying to be a good father. I'm out here trying to be a good ex-husband. I'm out here just doing that. I'm out here, you know, trying to worry about my health. I'm trying to be health conscious. I'm trying to eat right. I'm trying to drink water. I'm trying to exercise, you know, monitor that stuff. You know, I'm 3 weeks in and not eating meat. You know, I'm just trying to challenge myself in different ways. I'm trying not to eat after 9. I'm trying not to eat peanut butter as much. You know, just out here, just trying, you know, trying to be a good son, trying to be a good brother, a good uncle. You know what I mean? Trying to reach out, connect, trying to listen to the doctor. When she say, don't do protein shakes. I'm like, oh, okay. I never knew. Okay. Absolutely. I'm listening to my doctor, man. So it's like, you know, we just out here trying to make it any way we can, man. And so, you know, but I'm blessed. That's for sure. I'm just blessed to have something I love to do out here in LA. So I'm just happy that I found something I love, and like, you know, hopefully I'm making, hopefully I continue to love it years to come. And you know, that's all I can ask for, man. And I'm grateful to the city of Los Angeles, even though I complain about the traffic. I met some really great people out here, man. You get a good mix of people. Like, if you want to see black people, you can go to the hood, go to Slauson, go to South Central, go to Compton, you know, go to Watts. If you want some Latino action, you can go anywhere. You can go in the Valley, Pacoima, Panorama City, North Hollywood. You can go to East LA. You can go to, not East Gate. What's it called? Not East Gate, something Gate, where Cypress Hill and them is from. You can go damn near anywhere for your Latino flavor. You want to get your Asian mix, they out here, man. You get your white mix, they out here. You can get whatever. You know, oh, I want to eat healthy. I want to be vegan. You got vegan spots to go to. You got Mexican spots to go to. You got food trucks to hit up. You know what I'm saying? You want to be all fancy and lavish? You got the steak restaurants. You got all these Ruth Chris and all these high end steak joints, man. You got sushi spots, man. You got whatever you need, you got out here in L.A., man. You can hike. You know what I'm saying? You can go to snow if you want to. You can go to the beach. So L.A., I see why it's popular, man. I wouldn't be here if the dream wasn't attached to it. I probably wouldn't be here because, you know, I'm a subtle, grounded, I don't need a lot. You know, I can thrive in like small area. I lived in New Mexico for years. Clovis, New Mexico, population 30,000. I lived there and had a great time because I can make fun anywhere. You know, I lived in Las Cruces. I lived in Albuquerque. You know, I've lived in Chicago. You know, you make the most of where you are, wherever you are. You know what I'm saying? The worst city in America is El Paso to me. I hate El Paso. Shout out to the people there. No disrespect, but just the city itself. Blah, blah. But L.A., man, L.A. has some good qualities that I appreciate. Like, I got to give L.A. props, man. I got to give La La Land props. You see me on TV because I was in L.A. You see me thrive as a stand-up comedian because I started in L.A. Like, I'm grateful to the city for that, man. All these opportunities, all these people that I've met, the things that I've shot, man. L.A. provides those capabilities for everybody. So it's... Shout out to L.A., man. This is my little L.A. appreciation podcast, in a sense, because, you know, I've met great people, made some great friends out here, and hopefully they'll continue to be my friends. And, you know, we just getting it in like that, man. So, you know, other than the traffic, man, I ain't got no real complaint about L.A. And, you know, it'd be hot too much. Yeah, I can complain about that, but That's a minor complaint. That's a minor complaint. You know, it's too hot because I like four seasons. I'm not a fan of the summertime. So, you know, but it's been raining. I'm grateful for that. You know what I'm saying? Put on a little jacket, a little sweater. You know what I'm saying? I like wearing hoodies. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So, but and the movie made me look at L.A. and like, man, it's some cool things about L.A., man. And like you see the little locations in the movie and stuff like that. So pretty much shout out to L.A., man. You are appreciated by Tony Baker. I just want to say that, man. And that about wraps up this podcast, man. You know, final note on La La Land. It was cool. It was solid. It was cool. It was cool. I enjoyed it. Is it the best picture of the year? No, but I enjoyed it. So check it out if you into that sort of thing. If not, then don't blame it on me. Follow me, Tony Baker Comedy on Instagram, Tony Baker Comedy on Twitter, Comedian Tony Baker on Facebook. Hit me up. Holler at me. Let me know how you feel about the show. Feedback. Give me feedback, man. When I ask y'all questions on what you want me to talk about, give me the feedback, man. I love to hear it. I love to hear it, man. Let me know y'all are listening. Let me know y'all are listening, man. I appreciate you guys so much. And just be on the lookout for me. If you listening to this podcast and you live in the L.A. area, come see me at Flappers this weekend, February. February 24th, 25th. I'm headlining. 8 and 10 p.m. each night. Please come through. Assemble your crew and just come through, man. We out here, man. Let's go. Anyway, thank y'all, man, for tuning in to another session of that Verbal Guardian.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.